Day 2, The Goodness of God. Psalm 145, verses 8 through 9, New Living Translation. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. The Hebrew word for good in this passage warrants a defined explanation. It is equated with the kindness of God, but it includes so much more. It includes anything pleasant, agreeable, or kind, anything excellent or valuable in estimation, anything that causes happiness, prosperity, and joy, anything that causes you to walk in abundant benefits and blessings. This goodness of God's character is better described as the best part, the best gifts of the land, the best portions of choice foods, the best quality of resources, such as rare gems that cause them to be labeled as precious. But there's more. This goodness of God is attributed to his divine glory, the weightiness of his manifest presence, the multiple aspects of his character and nature that bring cheerfulness, happiness, and joy to our souls as we bask in the sweet loveliness of his goodness. Close your eyes with me again and activate your God-given imagination. Let's meditate for a moment on what this day could be like, what it could feel like, what you might experience, what simple surprises you might encounter if you were intentionally aware of God's goodness in your life. Let's start with your morning routine. As you stand in the shower, can you imagine the water falling on your head to be the favor and kindness and love of God washing over you? As you sip your morning coffee or tea, can you imagine Jesus sitting at the breakfast table with you, looking kindly into your eyes? Can you see the love of the Father shining through his gaze? As you drive to work, can you imagine angels in the car with you as you all sing the praises of God together to worship music during your commute? As you go about your daily work tasks, can you imagine the Holy Spirit with you, being that still small voice behind your ear, gently leading and guiding your every decision? Can you see the hand of God giving you favor with coworkers and supervisors and illuminating your path through each situation? As you drive home from work, can you imagine discussing the day's events with your Heavenly Father as he listens intently to your thoughts and offers his perspective? Can you imagine the presence of God descending on your family as you thank him for his provision, as you enjoy an intimate dinner with your family? And before you nod off to sleep, can you imagine the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit's peace descending onto you like a warm blanket? As a transformational mindset coach, I am a firm believer in the scripture, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 23:7. Tapping into the goodness of God is simply a matter of turning our thoughts to him over and over again throughout each day. As we practice the presence of God, we will find the sweetness of his nature so much more loving, kind, gentle, and delightful than we could ever imagine. According to James 4:8, when we draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto us. And I promise you will find him to be a good, good father who delights in lavishing you with the best parts of his character, nature, and blessings. Today's journal entry topics. Number 1, write 10 or more descriptive words, adjectives, that describe your current perception of God's character and nature. In a week, I will ask you to repeat this journal entry again. You will be surprised how the adjectives you use to describe God's nature today will change even within a week's time, simply by intently focusing on the truth of God's Word and how the Bible depicts our amazing God. Number 2. How would you define goodness? Write a few sentences describing the quality of goodness as you would attribute it to good people, good things, and good situations. How does your definition contrast and compare with the Hebrew definition I've provided for you? Affirmations to pray and speak over yourself. Number 1. God's desire is for me to tangibly experience His goodness every moment of every day. Father, I invite you to be actively present with me all day and reveal to me your immense goodness. Number 2. The goodness of God includes the best of His nature and the best of His blessings. Father God, help me to joyfully expect your goodness raining down upon me all day. And number 3. I decree and declare the goodness of God is pursuing me all day long, chasing me down, and overwhelming me with piles and piles of His immense favor, kindness, and goodness. A special note about affirmations. It's very important that you speak them out loud. Reading them silently in your head will not have the same transformative power that they will have when you speak them out loud. Being able to tap into the goodness of God in all its multiple dimensions requires a rewiring of your current mindsets and core beliefs. Check out this resource to aid you in demolishing every negative doubt. Go to dawnchurchillinstitute.teachable.com/21-day-mindset-reset. Now, allow me to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you pour out the immensity and the passion and the intensity of your goodness upon every man and woman under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask that you would expand their understanding of what it means to serve a good, good Heavenly Father who loves them tremendously. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would open the eyes of their understanding, that you would anoint them with the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you intimately in the secret place. Father God, I ask that you would pour out not only your grace and your mercy, but your kindness, the sweetness of your presence, your goodness that is only filled with good, delightful, wonderful things intended for them as your beloved children. Father God, give them eyes to see and ears to hear what your Holy Spirit would say to them this day. And Lord, may they spend this entire day in joyful expectation, looking, watching, and waiting for you to display your goodness in their life.